If I would give you a set of keys to my automobile, whichever one, like I said, I got three of them out there. And if I give you a set of keys and you know exactly what those keys are for, can't you do with that automobile what I do with it? Come on. Can't you do? But if you don't know how to drive, and you don't know what a key is, and you think it's a piece of bubble gum, you're going to break your teeth. Try to chew it. Amen. But Peter knew what he had. What I have. He said, silver and gold have I none, but what I have in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Do what? Rise up and walk. And he took him by what? The right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle, bone, receive what? Immediately. Verse 16. Look what Peter said. Because see, they were wondering. I'm not going to read all that because I told you. I'm going to close. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But notice, they was wondering what was going on. Because this man was above 40 years old. And it said in verse 16, Peter answered, and his name, who name? Who name? And his name, through what?
Faith.
Faith in his name has made this man strong. He knew he had something. There is a name that is above every name. There is a name that will work for you and me. And it said, faith in his name had made this man strong, whom you what? See and know. See, they had been seeing him at that gate because they've been doing this for a long time. Do you see and know? Yes. The faith which is by him, talking about Jesus, has given this man this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. There is a name. Philippians says, wherefore God also what has highly exalted him and given him a name that is above what? Every name. That at the name of Jesus. Every knee. Do you hear what it's saying? Every knee shall bow. A thing where? In heaven, in earth, and under the earth. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. That name belongs to you and me. And when we use that name in prayer against the devil, if you're binding up something, that name works. Hallelujah. If storms and disasters are coming at you, instead of folding up, whining, what are going to do? Get you a revelation of that name and say to the storm, you are not coming here in Jesus' name. Say to that sickness and disease, you're not taking me over because I've been redeemed from you in the name. Say to that financial problem, that birth, that you have plagued you and you've been broke all your day, in the name of Jesus, Papa, you're not going to hound me like you've been. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus, and I'm not going to live under your sin-cursed condition no longer. I'm not going to live like I'm a stepchild. I'm not going to live like I'm no child. I'm going to live like God created me to live. And that's a child of the living God. That's a king kid that's been redeemed. I've been brought out of darkness. I've been brought into the kingdom of God where nothing missing, nothing broken. So in the name of Jesus, I will live and walk in prosperity. I will live and walk in peace and joy. In the name of Jesus, you're not coming around my house hounding me, for I got angels standing guard. And in the name of Jesus, they move at the command of the word of God. And I got the word of God at my command, and in the name of Jesus, you live. Hallelujah. And you can live in victory. Oh, do you have tests? Do you have trials? Certainly. You're going to have them as long as you're in this earth. But they don't have to control you. They don't have to dominate you. But in the name of Jesus, you have the victory. So there is a name that is among us that has been given to the church. Oh, if we'll learn that name, learn the authority of that name, learn the use of that name, learn to use that name instead of just mouthing off stuff full of unbelief and doubt. Oh, my God, everything that's going bad. No, no, no. I have been given everything good. Although I'm challenged, I'm going to get the good. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise be to God. Father, thank you for the name. Thank you for the name. That name is above every name. When the enemy is howling and disease are roaming around the land, we have a name that will stop him in his track. Thank you for the name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anyone here never been saved? Hallelujah. I want to give you an opportunity to get born again. Receive Jesus. The greatest thing you can do is give your life to Jesus. Amen. That's the greatest miracle to take place. Greatest thing could happen to one is to truly surrender their life to Jesus. Hello? Amen. How many saved people we got, so I know? How many? Amen. I ought to have some shouting in this place. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. I just told you about the greatest news from heaven, that you've been given a name that'll work for you anytime, anywhere, any place. You say, how did I get a revelation of it? How you get a revelation? Spend time meditating on it. Spend time, get it in your spirit, and know that name will work. Hallelujah. God's word works by revelation knowledge. Not just, probably want a cracker. Just repeating what you heard somebody else say. You got to spend time to get that inside of you, and that word works for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.